Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hoist saffron flag atop Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya, symbolizing completion of the temple's construction. Prime Minister to also participate in special program commemorating 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji in Kurukshetra, Haryana. 15 Maoists surrender before police in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. DGCA asks airlines to avoid volcanic ash affected areas of Ethiopian volcanic ash reaches India. India and Afghanistan hold talks to deepen cooperation in textile sector. And India beat Chinese Taipei 35-28 to win the second consecutive Women's Kabaddi World Cup in Dhaka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh today to mark a momentous occasion in the nation's socio-cultural and spiritual landscape. Prime Minister will ceremonially hoist a saffron flag on the shikhar of the sacred Sri Ram Janmabhoomi temple, symbolizing the completion of the temple's construction and ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity. Prime Minister will also address the gathering on this occasion. Prime Minister will also visit Sapta Mandir, which houses temples related to Maharshi Vashisht, Maharshi Vishwamitra, Maharshi Agastya, Maharshi Valmiki, Devi Ahilya, Nishadraj Guha, Mata Shabri. This will be followed by a visit to Sesh Avatar Mandir. Mr. Modi will visit Mata Annapurna Mandir. After this, he will perform Darshan and Puja at Ram Darbar Garbhagriha, which will be followed by Darshan at Ram Lalla Garbhagriha. A correspondent has filed this report.
Dhwajarohan program is taking place on the auspicious Panchami of the Shukla Paksh in the month of Margshirsh, coinciding with the Abhijit Muhurt of Sri Ram and Mata Sita's Vivaha Panchami. The date also marks the martyrdom day of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, the ninth Sikh Guru, who meditated in Ayodhya for 48 uninterrupted hours in the 17th century. The right-angle triangular flag, measuring 10 feet in height and 20 feet in length, bears the image of a radiant sun, symbolizing the brilliance and valor of Bhagwan Sri Ram, with an Om inscribed on it, along with the image of Kovindra tree. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Ayodhya.
The Prime Minister will also visit Kurukshetra this evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. During the program, Mr. Modi will release a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. To honor the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur, central government is observing a year-long commemoration. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate a newly constructed building, Panchajanya, which has been designed in honor of the sacred conch of Lord Krishna. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi will perform Darshan and Puja at Brahma Sarovar, one of the country's most sacred pilgrimage sites associated with the divine revelation of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This visit coincides with the ongoing International Gita Mahotsav, which is currently being held in Kurukshetra from the 15th November to 5th of December. The portals of the sacred Badrinath temple in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand will be closed for the winter season today at 2:56 p.m, marking the formal conclusion of this year's Char Dham Yatra. A correspondent reports that a large number of devotees are arriving in Badrinath to witness the ceremonial closure.
On this occasion, the temple has been adorned with nearly 12 tons of flowers. A large number of devotees are arriving at Badrinath to witness this momentous occasion. Notably, the Panch Puja began on November 21st, following the closure of the Ganesh Temple, Adi Kedareshwar and the Adi Guru Shankaracharya Gaddi site. The recitation of Vedic hymns has also concluded. A special prayer was performed at the Lakshmi Temple yesterday. This year's Chardham Yatra began on April 30th. This year's Yatra sets a new record for pilgrims' arrival with 51 lakh devotees visiting the Chardham Shrine, compared to 48 lakh last year. Over 16.5 lakh devotees visited Badrinath alone this year. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In Chhattisgarh, 15 active carders of outlawed CPI Maoist carrying a combined bounty of nearly 50 lakh rupees have surrendered in Sukma district. The group, comprising 10 men and 5 women, formally surrendered before Sukma police yesterday. Talking to Akashwani News, Sukma SP Kiran Chavhan said the surrenders were a direct fallout of the leadership vacuum and deepening fear created by the most wanted Maoist commander Madhavi Hidma's elimination earlier this month.
Yesterday, 15 Naxalites have been surrendered in front of the Sukma police and the CRPF. In these 15 Naxalites, 4 were from PLGA battalion number 1 and remaining from the Kunta area committee, Kishtara area committee and Kerala Pali area committee. They were influenced by the operations going in the Sukma district, as well as camp has been established in the Sukma district. They were being provided all the benefits under the rehabilitation program.
The 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India 2025 saw tributes pouring in from filmmakers, actors, producers and festival curators for the legendary actor Dharmendra, who passed away yesterday. The Entertainment Society of Goa, ESG, that organizes IFFI, cancelled all on-stage programs yesterday. As a mark of respect, though film screenings continued as scheduled, we have a report.
Tributes poured in for Dharmendra at IFFI 2025, with filmmakers, actors and industry professionals remembering the legendary actor's contributions to Indian cinema. At the closing of IFFI Esta, artists paid tributes to Dharamji by singing his popular songs and waving tricolour flags on the stage, with two life-size portraits of Dharamji in the background. An event is being planned to celebrate Dharmendra's life and legacy on 27th of November at Kala Academy. A Manipuri documentary film called Battlefield, depicting the battles fought in Kohima and Imphal during the Second World War, had its world premiere in the Indian Panorama section. The film documents the long-term effects of the Second World War on Manipur's population. Today, the opening films are The Janitor and Dreams, while other films to be screened today are Khoya Paya, Balance, My Father's Shadow, among others. Today's masterclass will be taken by Ravi Varman of Tamasha and Barfi fame. We'll keep giving the latest from IFFI, where the magic of cinema continues. With Adarsh and Nikhil, this is Saira Mushtaba, Akashwani News, Goa.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Aviation regulator DGCA has issued an advisory to airlines and airports to deal with possible disruptions due to the ash plumes from this volcanic activity. DGCA has asked airlines to avoid volcanic ash affected areas as Ethiopian volcanic ash reaches India. A windborne cloud of ash from a volcanic eruption in Ethiopia had crossed swathes of northwest India last night, crossing Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Delhi NCR and Punjab. This has hampered visibility and disrupted air traffic as it headed eastwards across the subcontinent. Ash clouds from the recent eruption of the Haile Gubbi volcano in Ethiopia are impacting flight operations. Akasa Air, IndiGo and KLM are among the airlines that cancelled some flights due to the ash plumes. Haile Gubbi volcano in Ethiopia erupted for the first time in nearly 10,000 years on Sunday, sending a massive ash plume across the Red Sea towards Oman and Yemen before drifting further east. A high-level Afghan delegation met officials of the Ministry of Textiles in New Delhi yesterday to explore possibilities for expanding bilateral cooperation in the textile sector. The delegation, led by Saifullah Azam, Director General of Economic Relations, held discussions with A. Bipin Menon, trade advisor to the Government of India. The talks focus on strengthening Afghanistan's textile ecosystem, generating employment and improving training facilities for farmers entering the cotton and textile value chain. According to official data shared during the meeting, India was the second largest supplier of textiles and apparel to Afghanistan in 2024, exporting goods worth $68.7 million. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the education sector by reducing the rates of stationery items. We have a report.
The government has provided significant relief to students and the stationery industry by reducing tax rates on stationery items. Under the new GST reforms, pencils, sharpeners, crayons, exercise books, graph books, maps and charts, which were previously part of the 12% tax slab, are now tax-free. Also, erasers, which were previously taxed at 5% GST, now attract 0% tax. These reforms are benefiting families by reducing overall household expenditures and encouraging continued retail growth in the stationery market. This move is also boosting higher school enrollment and supporting better learning outcomes. The reduction in GST on these items has not only made learning tools more affordable, but has also improved access to education across the country. With Arzu, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Kabaddi, India won its second consecutive Women's Kabaddi World Cup in Dhaka, defeating Chinese Taipei 35-28 in a dominant final performance. India swept all four group stage matches before beating Iran 33-21 in the semi-finals. Chinese Taipei also entered the final unbeaten, having topped Group B and defeated host Bangladesh 25-18 in the semis. 11 countries competed in the tournament, with India and Chinese Taipei advancing from the groups to the knockout rounds. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian women's Kabaddi team for winning the Kabaddi World Cup 2025, making the nation proud. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the team has showcased outstanding grit, skills and dedication. The Prime Minister added that the victory of the Kabaddi team will inspire countless youngsters to pursue Kabaddi, dream bigger and aim higher. Home Minister Amit Shah has also congratulated Indian women's team for winning the Kabaddi World Cup 2025. In a social media post, the Home Minister called it a moment of immense pride, adding that the women's Kabaddi team has scripted history. Mr. Shah further said that the victory reiterates as to why India's sporting talent is second to none. He also extended best wishes for the future endeavours. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura and northwest Uttar Pradesh today. According to IMD, there will be a fall in minimum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over parts of northwest India during the next 2 days. The weather agency has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The weather department has also said that Kerala, Mahe and Lakshadweep will witness heavy rainfall at isolated places. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality index AQI in Delhi was recorded at 364 as of 7 a.m. today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shubhadra.
Thank you, Abhishek. Modi pushes for global AI safeguard, the G20 reports Financial Express. Modi to begin BJP campaign in Holbar, West Bengal next month, informs the Asian Age. Prime Minister pays tribute to Lachit Borphukan, reports the Statesman. Women held up at Shanghai airport over Arunachal mention in passport. India issues strong demarche states against the Indian Express. Justice account takes oath as 53rd Chief Justice of India, CJI, says tackling pendency of cases is priority, notes the Tribune. Navy commissions INS Mahe, India's first home-built submarine hunter, informs the Statesman. And finally, Herculean hit machine Dharmendra dies at 89, reports in the Sun Times. Garam Dharam leaves behind Yadon Ki Bharat, states the Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hoist saffron flag atop Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya, symbolizing completion of temple's construction. Prime Minister to also participate in a special program commemorating 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji in Kurukshetra, Haryana. 15 Maoists surrender before police in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. DGCA asks airlines to avoid volcanic ash affected areas in Ethiopian volcanic ash reaches India. India and Afghanistan hold talks to deepen cooperation in textile sector. And India beat Chinese Taipei 35-28 to win the second consecutive Women's Kabaddi World Cup in Dhaka. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.